There's some mechanics that we learn with respect to Kriyas HaTorah in general and the issues of Kavodat Tzibur and not making people wait around on the one hand, and on the other hand, making sure that we're getting in, you know, critical messages for Yom Kippur, and that's true to a great extent the rest of the year. So this is now the third line of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, or Minim Midalgin B'Navi Ben Midalgin B'Torah, that we shouldn't be able to skip around in the Torah, presenting a problem, as we said, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is reading first in Parshas Achrei Mos, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and then moving on to Parshas Emor. It's certainly in the same neighborhood, just around the corner, as it were, but we shouldn't have any kind of, a spacing. If it can be done without any Tircha D'Tzibura, well, no harm, no foul, because ultimately, if the Miturgaman is talking, you quickly roll the Sefer Torah to Emor, you're good to go. That doesn't seem consistent with the position that we stated, which is in the Torah there's nothing. No skipping allowed. As long as you're staying B'inyan Yom HaKippurim, it's possible to go from one area to the next. V'hatanya, as we see, Midalgin B'Torah B'inyan Echad, but again, there has to be a great respect for the tzibur. Like we have the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuvah, Kchui Machem Devarim, that section very famously from Hosea. Then we go to Yoel. Then we have a little bit of Micha, Miel Kamocha, Nosei Avon, Ve'avera Pesha, L'Sheris Nachloso, L'Ho Echizikla Arapo, Ki Chavetz Chesed, Hu Bilvad, Shal Yidalik, Misov HaSev, L'Tchiloso, but you can't go backwards. Good. The Golol HaSatero, Manicha Becheiko, so again, he rolls up the Sefer Torah, Kol Kach Lama, Shal Lohotzi Laz, Al Sefer Torah, people shouldn't think the Sefer Torah is possible, right? He's going to recite this section in Parshas Pinchas Bal Peh, that we don't take the time to do the glila right then and there for a very, very simple reason, because it's not a kavodat tzibur. What, they only had one Torah in the Beis HaMikdash? You couldn't bring another Torah? People will be motzi laz on the Rishon. They'll say that it was possible. That's why we replaced it. Rish Lakish Omer, the Fishem Rivarachin Bracha, Shen Tzricha, they have to say a new Bracha. Michai Shin on the Bekam, I'm really so concerned. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Rish Chodesh Tevish, Shechalios Beshabbos, we all know, right? Maybe Shalosh Torus, Vikori Achas, Minyan Oshono, whatever the Parsha Shavua is, right? Usually Miketz, Vachas, Shalosh Chodesh, Vachas, Vishal Chanaka. So we have three Sefer Torah. This happens a few times a year, potentially. Okay? So it's Lasa Gavi, but Lasa Sifri. The problem is, when you have the Kohen Gadol himself read, that is going to be the Pagam. We said he concludes by reciting Shmona Brachos. Good, the regular Berachas HaTorah, V'al HaAvoda, Al HaHodal, Mechilas Avon. That makes sense if it's Yom Kippur, Ketiknan. Al HaMikdash B'fnei Atzmo, V'al Kohana B'fnei Atzmo, Al Yisrael B'fnei Atzmo, Al Yushalayim B'fnei Atzmo. V'hashar tefila, Tana Rabbanan hashar tefila, tchina rinu v'akasha, she'amcha Yisrael tzrichin livashaya, klal Yisrael needs a Yeshua, v'chose v'shomei tefila, mikan v'eilach kol echad v'echad, maybe sefer Torah mitoch beso, v'koribo v'kol kach lama, kedei laharos chazuso lirabim, right, to bring out the sefer Torah from the individual home. So what's that? It's based on the idea to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah is that Keli Van Vehu, we know Sefer Torah not, have a very beautiful Sefer Torah. And that is not, again, the person, you know, so that they can, you know, brag about themselves, but the person should, you know, obviously have a Kavodat Torah. So now we move on to Hakel. Hakel is a mitzvah that happens every 7 years, as we're talking about, after the completion of the Shemitah year. I have a word to say about that. Tosos wonders why exactly it's necessary for the Torah to use a seemingly verbose formulation. It's called the Parshas HaMelech. The Melech is supposed to lead it, even though there's a very strong indication in the Rambam that if you didn't have a Melech, you just have the Gadol Ador. The Melech is B'makom Moshe Rabbeinu Omid. So Parshas HaMelech, Ketzad, Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon Shachag V'Shmini, B'motzei Shvi, Esosin Obima Shaleitza B'Azara. The Balei Tosos here point out that you really pre-assemble it to a great extent, because to build it is even the Docha Chol HaMoed. V'yoshev alav shenamer mikhet sheva shanim emoed, chazan ha-knesses notel sefer Torah, v'nosel l'rosh ha-knesses, rosh ha-knesses nosel l'skan, v'skan nosel l'kohen gadol, v'kohen gadol nosel l'melech. Very similar to what we had before with the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom HaKippurim, but here the Melech, of course, reads, V'amelech omed mekabel v'korei yoshev. He could sit down. Maybe he has to sit down. We'll talk about that in a little bit on Amud Beis, right? Because we say in Yeshiva be'azar l'malchei beiz David Bilvad, that that's Mishum Kavod HaMelech. And we have a principle, Melech Shemachal Kavodo and Kavodo Malchal. Good, we have to talk about that in Amud Beis. Generally speaking, again, nobody's allowed to sit down in the Azar except for Malchei beiz David. Vikori Yoshev. Agribas HaMelech Amad V'kibel
communications.
Ah, okay, let me just go back a line, okay? So Agrippas, when he received the Sefer Torah, Agrippas actually read it standing. Okay, so Agrippas HaMelech Amad V'kibel V'kara Omid V'shibchu HaChachamim. It sounds like that there was he didn't have to do that, but the Chachamim were proud of that. Shekiyah Lelo Sucha L'Seis HaLecha Ish Nachri, that's part of the section that you read. Zilguin of Dmos, he started crying because he knew maybe he wasn't really Rawi for Malchus. He's from the base Herod. Herod was an Eved of the Chashmonai. Mamrlo al Tisyave, Agrippas, Achinuata. So, big discussion that we're going to have. Was this Chanifa? Was this flattery? Because maybe he really wasn't Rawi to be the Melech. After all, he came from a family of Avadim, even though Imo mi Yisrael, his mother was a Jewess, so it's not a question of him not being a naturally born Jew or being a ger. As the pasuk says, "Lo suchal say salacha yishnachri asher lo achichu," but afal pichin, nonetheless, maybe he wasn't really right for malchus. Ela advarim, he would read from the beginning of dvarim ad shema, then he would skip from shema to vayayim shemoah, from chapter 6 to chapter 11, then aser to aser is kol tuah zarecha yotzei asadah shana shana to parshas rei, then ki techalel aser is kol maser tuah the beginning of parshas kisavo, and then he would go back. This is a seeming violation of the rule that you're not supposed to go backwards. Uparshas HaMelech, which is back in Shoftim, and then Ubrachos Uklalos, and then he would read from Kisavo, Achigomer Kol Aparsha, Brachos Shekon Gadol Mevarechos and HaMelech Mevarechos and El Shenosin Shal Regalim Tachas Mechilas Avon Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, as opposed to a Mechilas Avon Melech Mochel Vatzlechol Avosenu Midei Shana V'Shana, etc. And Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. Obviously, that's not relevant on the Yontif of Sukkot. So Bishminis al Kadai Tisraika Ema Bishminis should be the eighth year of the Shmini cycle. V'chani la Amalei Tzrichi Kasev Rachman Amikay Tzav Amin Anim Nimei Hashda V'Avakadol Misrami Bishmita. Let's just count the 7 year cycle. So Kasev Rachman Shmita V'Kasev Rachman Shmita Avamin Abesov Shmita. So Kasev Rachman Abemoed V'Kasev Moed Avamin Abeishasa from Rosh Hashanah. So Kasev Rachman Abechaga Sukkos V'Kasev Rachman Abechaga Sukkos. Even Shmini Atzeres, Kasev Rachman Bevochal Yisrael, top line of Memal from Edbeis, Mias Chalasa de Boed, from the beginning of Sukkot. Now, not literally the beginning of Sukkot, but Motzai Yom Tov Rishon. There's a debate in the Achronim. What does that mean? The Motzai Yom Tov Rishon, does it mean at the night or does it mean in the morning? So I always like to say that the strong indication is that it really means in the morning. Why? Because it's meant to be a recapitulation of Maimon Har Sinai, Bevochal Yisrael. Anashim Nashim V'taf, it's called the Yom HaKahal, Matan Torah's Yom HaKahal, and that happened, as we know, right, Baboker, we're coming up to Shavuos, right, Ve'yotzei Moshe Ha'am Likras Ha'lokim, Ba'yom HaShashi B'yos HaBoker, so that's number one. Now Tosos asks, why do you even have to say, you know, the Shemitah year, like what exactly, you know, if it just said Bishminis, you would know it's the year after the Shemitah year. So I like to say, this is a long-standing view that I've held, that Hakel is really connected to Shemitah. And it's connected to Shemitah in the sense that Shemitah is the ultimate unifying year. V'achlu avyoni amecha, there's a leveling of the socioeconomic playing field. Memela, right, this is a very important time and place, right, for Klal Yisrael to be mekabel the Torah anew. When we first were mekabel the Torah, it's ki ish echad b'lev echad. Okay, and we were unified, we stood together. So to mekabel the Torah again, we should be unified. And Shavuos is such an important time of national unity, so it's done bedavka after the Shemitah year, where we have a sense of cohesion and collective. Okay, so v'notal haknesses, chazan haknesses, notes the Torah, v'notal rosh haknesses, this Gemara will sound obviously very familiar. Shemas mina cholkin kavod the Talmud b'makom harav, that you give kavod to the Talmud b'makom harav, because you know all these people that get the Sefer Torah on the way to giving to the Melech. So Rabbi, kula mishum kivoda de Melech. It's a long wind up to get to the Melech. Lahavdil elef alfei avdalos v'ribei revavos. It's my understanding that at the coronation, before King Charles came in, right, all the other people have to come in first. That's the idea, right? Mishum kivodo shel Melech lahavdil. It wasn't really in the Yazar. When he stood, So the Gemara is saying, look, we really, you know, this is not an appropriate thing for the king to be doing. He can't be mochel in his kavod. He should, if he's allowed to sit down, maybe he has to sit down. So Tosa says, what do we mean in here, mitzvah shiny, that it was a mitzvah? There are other times it's a mitzvah that the king isn't allowed to be mochel in his kavod. Like we talk about coming to an intersection and the melech and his procession is there and somebody else who's deserving kavod, like let's say a chasan kala. So we there's a halacha that if it was a funeral procession, we would say ma'avir nesames mivnei akala, but we don't say that when it comes to the melech. So what's the din? So Tosas explains is that here it's not just any mitzvah, but it's a kavod hashchina. And the reason he's standing is because it's a way of giving kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I would just explain what Tosas means, in my view, in that subject is the following. That the whole idea of the king is that he's supposed to direct Am Yisrael to the true Melech, the Melech HaMelech HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Beis HaMikdash, if he stands, that's a great utilization of his office as king. It's not a denigration. The reason, the very reason that we have such a high degree of kavod for the Melech is because Malchus de Arake, Malchus de Rikia, he's supposed to direct us towards Malchus Shemaim. So for him to stand, the kavod Ashchina is entirely appropriate because it directs the people to understand that the real king, of course, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so when Agrippa read the Pasuk, Losucha l'seisalach ish nachri, even though his mother was Jewish, so he was a naturally born Jew in that fashion, he started crying. So Tana Bishrei the Reb Nasan Bosa Shal, Nischaivu son Yisrael Kliya Shechanifu lo l'Agrippa, that it was terrible that the Chachamim said, achinu ata, that this is chanifa, it's flattery, it's not correct. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Chalata, Miyom Shegavar, Agroba Shal Chanufa, Nis'avtu Adinim, Nis'kalkula, Maisim, and Adyam Bacholom, Lomer, L'chaveiro, Masai, Gedolim, Mimasach. It was a terrible thing when chanifa took hold of the community. So Darash Rabbi Huda, Ma'arava, Vissim, Rabbi Shimon, Pasim, Motu L'hachnif, L'Rishayim, Bolomazah. Tosus agrees that you could do it to save your life. Shinemar, Lo Yikari, Ol, Denaval, Navid, that under very extenuating circumstances, a person can flatter those who perhaps, as Tosa says, can cause a sakana. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Mehacha, Kiros Pnei Elohim Vatirtzeni, even Yaakov Avinu said to Esav that he saw his face like a divine face. So pliga de Rablevi, dem Rablevi, Mashal Shal Yaakov, Esav, Ma Davidome, Ladam Shazimin Es Chaveiro, you invite your friend over, Vihikir Boshe Mevakish Lahargo. And then you realize that he's here to kill you. And you say to your guest, oh, you have to have this dish. It's just like what I tasted when the king invited me over. So yesh devarim bego, you're subtly indicating to the person that what? You were invited to the Beis HaMelech, that if he thinks he's going to mess with you, not so much. So that's what Yaakov was saying. Kiros pnei Elohim v'tirtzeni, don't think you're going to mess with me because, I've dealt with some very serious gangsters in my day. So Amr Yadle Malka Mistavi Velo Katale. It's gonna scare the person off. Amr Lazar called him Sheshbo Khanufa maybe Afla Olam. Brings anger into the world. Shanamar bin Khinfe Levi Asimu Afalo Odala Shin Tvilasu Nishmas Shanamar Lo Yivashu Ki Asaram. And we're gonna talk more about this in a second. Just to be that as it may with respect to Agrippa, so Rashi says that even if technically speaking, he was kosher, it was a zilzul yesh bedavar, because he came from the family of Herod, and they started out as Avadim. Tosa says that's not the issue. The issue is a much bigger issue than that, that by the din melech, that there's a special sensitivity. It has to be mikher v'achecha, mibarer shebe'achecha. There's a higher madrega. So just to finish off this thought, and then we'll give Nathan the last word. V'amar blazer kolodim sheish bo chanufa afilu ubra afilu ubrin shemei imo mekalin oso. The fetus is cursed, the person. Shenamar omer l'rasha tzadik acha yikavu amim v'zamu l'umim ein kove l'kol shenamar lo kaboel v'in l'omel l'ubarin shenamar l'omel l'od miyamad. So Amar Blazar, kol adem yesh bo chanufa novel b'gehenim. Shenamar hoi omim l'ra tov l'tovra maksiv acharav l'chein ke'achol kash lashon eish v'chash l'hava yirapi. Amar Blazar kol makhliv l'chaveir sov novel b'yado. That it's not going to help you in the end to flatter. Right, eventually, if it's not that generation, the next generation, the generation after that, the generation after that. Shenamar vayomer Yirmiyahu lechananya. Chananya was in Davi Sheker. Amen. Ken yaseh Hashem yakim es divarecha. Ksiv tapmen beizem anala vayhu b'shar ben yamin v'sham baal pekidos u'shmo Yiraiah ben Shlami ben Chananya vayitpos es Yirmiyahu navi. This is when Yirmiyahu navi was seized. He was incarcerated. They more lakastim ataomel. Atanofel vayomer Yirmiyahu sheker in anunofel elakastim uksiv vayipos Yirmiyahu vayiveu la'asarim. So again, here we see that Hananiah's grandson was able to arrest Yirmiyahu Navi. Avram Blazer kol eda sheish b'chanufa meusak nida shenemar ki yados chanav galmud shekim v'chachiyam goren nida galmuda ma galmuna gemula mibalo. So Amar Blazer kol eda sheyesh b'chanufa sof gola k'sivacha ki yados chanav galmud k'sivasam v'amatu v'chami alalias eila v'anish shkakula v'galmuda gola v'sura. Amar Yirmiyahu Abba, this is the last line here, and then I will turn it over to Nathan. Arba kitos in mekablos pnei shechina. There are four groups, I think for slightly different reasons, that can't get close to Hashem. Kat leitzim, a person who's a leitz isn't serious. You have to, in a shechina shorel, mitoch kavod rosh, you have to be a serious person. Vekat chanifinu kat shkarim. There I think it's different. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is kulo MS, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu simply is completely inextricably linked to MS. So flatterers and liars, to the extent that they're involved in dishonesty, can't be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kat misapri lashon hara. And as well, those who speak lashon hara. Because again, lashon hara is such an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see, that there's no way a person could do that and be close to Hashem. Kat leitzim d'chsiv, mashach yadu eslosim, kat chanim d'chsiv, I think it's sort of similar to the Kat Shakranim in that way, and the Kat Chanafim, that just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Kulo Emes, and therefore it becomes impossible, but impossible for them to be in his presence, because his presence is all about truthfulness. So too, Lashon Hara is such a malicious act, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Rachum V'Chanun. It's simply impossible for people who don't have that orientation to be able to be in His presence. As opposed to the Katleitzim, the cynics. When it comes to the cynics, I don't think it's so much that issue. I think it's that when a person is a Latz, it creates a Leitzanim. It creates a difficulty in terms of preparing oneself for the Shechita. So again, just three quick points to review. We talked about the relevance of Shvius when it comes to Hakel. Hakel is a recreation of Maimed Har Sinai, which is why the Melech is Makon Moshe Rabbeinu. So it makes a lot of sense to me. Shemitah, that creates the Ki'isha Echad B'Lev Echad framework that really becomes so necessary, you know, for this discussion. That was point number one. Point number two is... Within the considerations of Agrippa Samelach, so, you know, what were the sensitivities? So Rashi again says, well, his mother was Jewish, but his father was an Eved, so maybe it's, not the optimal situation. Tosa says it's far worse than that, because the Melach has to come, Yibarusha Be'achacha, it's a different Madrega. And thirdly, we talked about whether he could be Mochan as Kavod and read standing. It certainly sounded that way. And the answer is, yeah, he could be mochel on his kavod and read sitting. But it would be better for him to read standing in this case for a very simple reason, that we see mitzvah shiny. This mitzvah of Kabbalah's Hashchina is not a zilzal in the kavod hamelech, but actually it reflects the kavod hamelech because he's demonstrating to the people how chashav it is in the Beis Hashem to stand in the presence of the Shechina. And then finally, we talked about the Kat Chanafim, those who are being Machnef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can't get close to him, just like the Shakranim, because Hashem is Kulo Emes. I would say similarly about the Kat Mishap Misapri Lashon Hara, God's goodness makes that kind of malice just fundamentally incomparable with, you know, being in his presence. Meidach, the Leitzanim, I think it's more an issue of the Kovid Rosh, which is needed for Hashra Sashchina, all together. Let me hold it up there and give Nathan the final word.